Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure. As you know, as I've told you many times before, you know what a dream come true it is for me to be able to be here every day, every weekday, talking to you about our small businesses, not just yours, but mine too. I learn a lot whenever I interview these really smart people who are our Brain Trust members, like our new friend, our newest Brain Trust member, David McNally, is an international business speaker. He's a best-selling author. Many of you know his book, Even Eagles Need a Push. Also his book, The Eagle's Secret, which we're going to get him to tell us about in just a minute. And he has a new book out, which he's co-authored, called Be Your Own Brand. And he's our new friend. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you had a pretty you were recognized in a pretty significant way recently, weren't you?
I was. I've been a member of the National Speakers Association for over 20 years, and this year I was brought into their Hall of Fame. So it was a great honor for me.
Only 186 people, folks. Out of the you know, probably millions of people who are part of the speaking circuit, 186 people have ever reached this. So, David, congratulations. And as I've told my audience many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience.
Well, great, Jim. That's wonderful.
And you certainly fit that case. Okay, we're going to talk about two or three things. But first, I want you to tell us, I got to know, what's the Eagle's secret?
Well, the Eagle Secret came out of a luncheon that I had, senior vice president of a large financial services company, and he said, David, he said, I want you to understand something. We're not bringing you in here to help us to survive. He said, we've done that for over 100 years. He said, we're bringing you in here to help us to thrive. He said, David, you know the difference between those two things? And I said, well, I think I do, but can you just embellish it a little bit for me? He said, well, I hear a lot of you speakers get up there, and you're telling us what we've got to do to survive in business. And I read all the business magazines, and there's articles about surviving in business today in these challenging and competitive times. He said, but, you know, there was something that wasn't quite resonating with me, David, with this. And you said to us many years ago that language is the software of the mind. Be careful of your language. He said, so I realized it was the word survive that bothered me. He said, and David, when I went to the dictionary, there are only three words attached to the word survive, and they were to not die.
To not die. Yeah. The Pygmalion effect. It's called the Pygmalion effect. What you perceive is what you it becomes your reality.
Exactly. So we went then, he said, David, then I looked up the word thrive, and he said, it means to grow and to prosper. So the Eagle Secret is really about how do we go from surviving, just existing on a day-to-day basis,
and not dying.
Exactly. And who wants to wake up and just spend their day hoping they're not going to die today versus growing and prospering? So the Eagle Secret was a book that ended up being a study of over 600 different organizations looking at people who were thriving and trying to find out why they were thriving versus those who were just surviving.
Well, you know, the way that translates for me is I don't, you know, I think the people who are do the best wake up in the morning and they're not just glad to be alive. They're not just glad they didn't die overnight. But they wake up and they think, you know what? I've got an opportunity to meet the world at least halfway. I'm going to head out toward the world. I know the world's coming at me, and I'm going to make sure that when the world and I connect, we're at least halfway. And maybe if I work a little harder and I'm a little smarter and have a little bit of luck, maybe I can even meet them a little beyond halfway.
Jim, there's no question about it. And all of the work that we've done and the studies that we've done, when you look at people who come to life with confidence, for example, and what I mean by confidence It's just not the confidence of that they have a vision for their lives, but and they're moving towards that vision. But at the same time, they believe that no matter what life throws at them, that they can handle it. You always find a sense of purpose. That they wake up with a sense of purpose, and on a daily basis, they go out and fulfill that purpose.
And you know, David, when I first started my own business almost 20 years ago, in the early days, whenever something would happen to me, some kind of a setback or a challenge or an obstacle or whatever, I remember thinking, even though I'd been in business, I'd been around a long time. I mean, I was not a wet behind the ears when this happened. Even though I'd been around a while, I was operating in my own business for the first time, and I remember thinking, okay, is this going to take me down? And then the next morning I woke up, it didn't take me down, and so I got a little confidence from that. And the next time something happened, it wasn't quite as momentous, to the point where now, you know, almost 20 years later, when things happen, you know, I pretty much take it in stride because I've acquired my own confidence. I didn't wait for somebody else to give it to me. I just survived a little bit more, you know. I thrived a little bit more one day at a time, and it helped me to build that confidence.
Jim, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I can tell you my story was I started off as an entrepreneur when I was 17. By the time I was 26, I had a business that was operating in three different countries. I was driving a Rolls Royce. I had a magnificent home in the country. At the age of 28, I lost it all.
Wow.
And for two years, I had two very, very bad years. And the simple reason for that was that I was not able to make the distinction between being a failure and having failed at something.
Right.
And I saw myself as a failure, and it was only until I got to that point and said, no, what happened was you had a business, you were very successful, and something happened to that business. Mm-hmm. Now, what can you learn from that, and how can you then build upon that for the future with all the wisdom that you have, because you still have all the skills and the talents, and you have the attitude that built that business, and now you're wise. Now you know why the business went under.
And you know, you knew how to build it once, you can build it back. You still got your life. You know, I like the way you said that. Folks, think about that. Write this down. This is going to be on the test. Failing is not the same thing as being a failure. I like that, David. That's very good. And folks, you've heard me say before, you've heard me quote Thomas Edison, who said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. Quick break. 20 after, we're right back with our new friend, David McNally. I told you we didn't have any chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. He is the co-author of the new book, Be Your Own Brand. And when we come back, I want to get him to tell us a little bit about his thoughts on being your own brand. You know how much I love talking about branding. 20 after. Stay with us. A little bit of Stones for you there. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. You know, you've heard me enough talking about them enough to know what they are. Please check them out. Use them to your advantage. I'm encouraging you to do that because it's free. That's been my goal from day one, is whatever we do, I wanted to make it available to you where you could get it whenever you wanted to, on demand, and free. And even now, you can take some of it with you, like the podcasting of our interviews. You can take those with you. You can actually download them and carry them around with you and use them. You get fair use possession of them. So check all that out. And don't forget, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers. Now, we've anticipated your questions, and we have answers waiting on you. David McNally is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. David is the author of Even Eagles Need a Push and The Eagle Secret, all bestsellers. He is the co-author of the brand new book, Be Your Own Brand. David, give us your website and tell us where we can find your books.
It's simply David McNally, DavidMcNally.com, straight through. It's a very comprehensive site. However, you can go to Amazon. They're very available in many different places, Jim.
All right, so check that out, folks. And the brand-new book, Be Your Own Brand, let's talk about that. My audience, and they're rolling their eyes right now, David, because they know what kind of a soapbox I get on when it comes to branding. I've been on a 10-year push now. One of my soapboxes has been branding for small business, getting small business owners to understand that they have brands, that Coca-Cola and Nike aren't the only, that, you know, companies like that aren't the only people who can have brands. Small business owners have brands. The question is, who's defining your brand? Are you defining your brand, or are you letting your competition define it? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the most important thing about brand is to understand not just what brand is, but actually what builds a strong brand. And when you look at what builds strong brands, is it's not just the packaging, it's just not the advertising, it's not what attracts someone to a brand.
It's not a fancy logo or a slick brand promise.
No, that's an invitation to a conversation is the way I like to put it.
I like
an invitation
that.
To a conversation. So you get the opportunity to be able to be in front of a prospect and present your brand, your product, or your service. What builds strong brands is then the subsequent experience that people have with you and your business, and that experience is based upon your providing value to that particular customer, and so your brand is built over a period of time where every time you're interacting with that prospect, that customer, every time someone comes face to face with your business, they have a positive experience. And so building strong brands is about making sure that every time an impression is made, it's a great impression. So that means reflecting back on, therefore, Jim, what are those impressions? And there are certain characteristics that are clear to all strong brands, whether that brand actually be a product or service or that brand be an individual. And, of course, in small businesses, the business is built on what we call the relationship.
Right.
You know, brands are relationships. Whether you go into a Starbucks and you have your morning coffee and you can't do without it, it's because you go in and you've developed a relationship with that particular organization. And it's the same with, you know, my clients, the people who listen to your show, Jim. What's happened over 10 years is that you have consistently provided them with value. So when you look at strong brands, there are three clear characteristics. One of them is being distinctive. And when we talk about distinctive, we're talking about having high standards, having values.
Yeah, and for small businesses, much of the distinctiveness are intangibles, aren't they?
They're absolutely intangible. It's what is the quality of the product and the service that you provide? How do you follow up on that product or service? How do you ensure that the client or the customer is satisfied? How do you check back in on them 2 or 3 months later to ensure all of these things, the way you present yourself, but also your follow-up and your caring about that they've got the value, that really makes you stand out from the crowd.
Right.
So that's the first characteristic. And the second characteristic of any strong brand is what we call relevance. And that is understanding what is wanted and needed out there in the marketplace.
And with regard to what you have, does anybody care?
And exactly, because if they don't care about it, that's the difference between them having a problem or having what you perceive as a need. There are many products that have been invented by people who believe that there's a need, except that the customer doesn't think there is, and therefore the product doesn't succeed.
Well, they had a solution chasing a problem, didn't they?
They did.
That won't work. That dog won't hunt, as they say in Texas.
Exactly. And so, in any business, you have to keep asking the questions about, you know, what do people want? What do they need? What do they value? What do they expect? You have to spend time on that. That's your R&D. That's the R&D
mm-hmm.
that you have to do consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally is the consistency of the way you present yourself. You know, are you consistently in front of your customers and new prospect helping them understand the value that you can bring?
David, I'm going to have to wrap it up because we've run out of time, but I can't wait to get you back again another day and get you to share some more of your insights with us. Will you do that?
I'd be happy to do that, Jim.
It's been a lot of fun. Hope you've had fun. We've enjoyed having you here, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye
David McNally, ladies and gentlemen, his new book, he's the co-author of the new book, Be Your Own Brand. And be sure to find that Even Egos Need to Push book, too. Quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.